Back now with Day to Day. Jenna Bush, one of the president's twin daughters, was known as the party girl. She was the one who was cited for underage drinking. She's the one who stuck her tongue out at reporters. And more recently, she just got engaged on a mountaintop at dawn. Well, now she is 25 years old, and she has written a book about HIV and AIDS in Latin America. The book is called Ana's Story, and it's targeted at teenagers. In it, Jenna Bush chronicles the life of a 17-year-old mother who is HIV positive and living in Panama. Jenna Bush joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you wrote this book as part of your internship with UNICEF.
Yes.
How did you come up with the idea to write this book?
My job for UNICEF was to document the lives of kids living in exclusion. So I would meet with kids who were living in extreme poverty or living with HIV/AIDS or who didn't have access to school or medical care, and I would write their stories. As I was doing this, I met Ana, and when I listened to Ana's story, I was so inspired by it that I hoped I could bring it back here so that kids in the United States could read and know a little bit about kids living in other countries.
And who will get the proceeds from the sales?
Well, UNICEF gets the proceeds from the book. And also, we through UNICEF and some of the proceeds from the book has set up an education fund for Ana. And I'm really thrilled to say that she's now back in school after a couple years being out of school.
Now, at the end of the book, you have some very clear advice for teenagers who are reading it about protecting themselves from HIV/AIDS. And part of it is abstinence, but also part of it is using a condom. And I'm wondering, was that something that you talked about with your father? He, after all, has cut money for international family planning programs and has advocated abstinence only. And is that something you talked about with your father, the president, and something you disagree with him about?
No, I mean, we don't disagree. I know people wish there was a rift there. Not at all. I mean, I've just been in Africa, actually, with my mother, and I think his position is online with the ABC program, Abstinence, Be Faithful, and Condom Usage. But, you know, there is no doubt that Ana and kids like her need to use condoms, kids living with HIV/AIDS, to stop the spread of HIV. And for Ana, there is no choice but to use a condom and use a condom every single time.
Now, let's change the topic a little bit to politics. You know, a lot of people have said, people who disagree with your father's position on the Iraq War, that, well, maybe he should send his two daughters to go fight.
Yeah, no, and I definitely understand that, you know, concern, obviously. I understand it. But I think there's different ways to serve your country. And I just hope that I'm serving it by teaching, and I hope I served the United States by living in Latin America, and I hope I was a good representative of the U.S. But, you know, I do respect, obviously, the men and the women who are in Iraq, and I do understand that concern.
Do you agree with your father's policy?
You know, I do. I love my father so much, and I'm not here to really talk about him, but I'm here to talk about Ana's story, and I want to thank you so much for having me here.
All right. Well, Jenna Bush, thank you very much for speaking.
Thanks so much for having me.